Hi, our names are Julia, Fatima, and Katrina, and welcome to our podcast. Our topic focuses on voice recordings and digital audio. More specifically, the mathematics behind these useful tools, such as the podcast you're listening to right now. Listen carefully because there will be exercises which follow our podcast. Before digital audio, many other recording devices had been invented. Voice and sound recordings stored as digital files on your computer are an evolution of devices which date as far back as the phonographic cylinder, which was invented by Thomas Edison in 1877. But don't worry, our podcast will not try to explain all which came before, but more so how digital audio works today. Now, let's get started. When a sound, such as your voice or a song, is recorded through a computer's microphone, the microphone captures an electrical impression of the sound's vibration waveform and transforms it into an electrical wave. Let's break this down. The wave signal is received by the sound card in your computer, and its hardware converters change the analog signal into digital code that can be read by the computer. This converter takes snapshots of the ever-changing electrical wave patterns at regular intervals using a process called sample and hold. This means that a sample of the voltage is taken at regularly spaced moments in time and held until the next sample is taken. The amount of times per second that the sound is sampled is called the sample rate. For example, a CD is recorded at 44.1 kHz, which means the sound is sampled just over 44,000 times per second. The more samples per second, the truer the recording will be, meaning it'll sound less distorted and more closely resemble the original sound.
This converter takes snapshots of the ever-changing electric wave patterns at regular intervals using a process called sample and hold. This means that a sample of the voltage is taken at regularly spaced moments in time and held until the next sample is taken. The amount of times per second that the sound is sampled is called the sample rate. For example, a CD is recorded at 44.1 kHz, which means the sound is sampled just over 44,000 times per second. The more samples per second, the truer the recording will be, meaning it will sound less distorted and more closely resemble the original sound. It is necessary to take twice as many samples as the highest frequency you wish to record. The frequency of a sound is also known as its pitch, and it is measured in hertz, or cycles per second. The higher the frequency is, the higher the pitch, and the shorter its wavelength. So, for example, if we want to record frequencies as high as 20,000 hertz, then we need to sample the sound at least 40,000 times per second. Again, the more samples per second, the closer the digital copy will sound to the original. Each sample is converted into binary code, units of information the computer can interpret. The units of information which make up each digital sound are called bits. By increasing the number of bits contained in each sample, the amount of detail in each sample is also increased. It's like the difference between saying the cat has white fur and the purebred Siamese feline has ivory fur with charcoal roots. The number of bits used to create the sample is called the bit depth. The higher the bit depth, the greater the sound detail becomes. Digital music files are measured in the amount of information they play per second, and in most cases, it's measured in KPBS, or kilobits per second.
This is the amount of sound information that is presented to the listener every second, and is commonly referred to as the bit rate. The standard bitrate for CD quality files is 120 kilobits per second, and some even go up to 320 kilobits per second. Files played over the internet are 56 or 64 kilobits per second to allow for faster transport over networks such as your dial-up or broadband internet connection. Extra detail and better sound quality mean more space will be taken up on your hard drive or memory card. To put this into perspective, consider song quality. For those of you who have ever used music downloading software such as LimeWire, consider that some songs did not sound good in comparison to other versions of the same song. That is usually because the sound was sampled using a smaller bitrate in order to take up less file space and be more easily sent over the internet. In fact, the sample rate, bitrate, length, or duration of the recorded sound and the number of channels the sound is recorded on For example, stereo sound requires two channels, with sound recorded individually on each one, all play a role in determining how much space a digital audio file will take up on your hard drive. By multiplying these factors together, you can determine the size of the audio file in bits. The more you raise the sample and bit rate, the more detail the sound will have, and the closer it will sound to the original, though it will take up more space. The more you lower the sample and bit rates, you will see that the file size is much smaller, but you may pay the price in terms of sound quality. As you will see in the exercises, with some simple math, it is not difficult to figure out just how much space a digital audio file will occupy on your computer, based on the factors we've discussed today. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast and that you've learned something new about digital audio.